From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. There's nothing quite like the freedom of the road and the adventure of discovering what's just around the next curve. That's the lure that inspired two Air Force Academy buddies to establish Project Road Warrior, which is planning a ride from Seattle to Tampa next month. From our sister station WUSF, reporter Bobby O'Brien brings us their story.
It's a Wednesday in mid-May and bike night at Quaker Steak and Lube in Clearwater. Hundreds of motorcycle riders gather in the warm spring night for music, food, and camaraderie. Amid the rows of shiny motorcycles is the Project Road Warrior tent and Craig Anders. He's an Air Force Academy graduate, a former pilot, who, as he put it, suffered one too many concussions, which led to a seizure and epilepsy.
And that immediately disqualified me from flying ever again for the Air Force. That was tough. It was really tough. And, you know, being that it was a seizure, it also disqualified me from driving a car for quite a while. My wife had to drive me to work, and my friends had to drive me to work. And for a long time, kind of feel like, you know, you're more of a burden than you are a use. And that's a hard thing to get past for a lot of folks.
One day he had had enough, so Anders bought a bicycle and began riding 15 miles each way to work. That one act helped him recapture a measure of independence.
Then I went and found a friend to take me flying again. Then we went to go skiing again. You know, just a little bit of everything that's a little bit crazy that helps you kind of feel like you're in control.
Anders now serves with the CARE Coalition, which helps wounded members of the U.S. Special Operations Command heal. His Air Force Academy buddy, Steve Berger, also liked the idea of restoring that sense of adventure for injured warriors. So together, they co-founded Project Road Warrior. Their first mission? They plan to take 8 wounded warriors from the CARE Coalition on a ride across 12 states in 10 days.
People really don't realize how rehabilitation can actually be in the form of adventure. There's great organizations out there that do everything from volleyball tournaments to type of Olympics and everything. That's great, but when you got some of these type A personalities, they're thrill seekers. They want to do something that's extreme. They want to do something that is over the top. And riding 10 days across the United States, yeah, it's on Can-Am Spiders, but that's still going to be a challenge.
The local businesses, Barney's Motorcycle and Marine, Quaker Steak and Lube, became sponsors quickly. And the national company, Can-Am, is providing 8 Spiders, a 3-wheel motorcycle for the trip. Berger is a civilian now who organizes auto shows for Motor Trend, but he's looking forward to getting to know the 8 warriors on the ride.
I was a rescue pilot in the Air Force, so anytime I was doing work in combat, it was because someone was having a really bad day. They got shot or they got hit by an IED, and we're flying them to get the care that they need. For me, really, I think I've seen a lot of these people on the worst parts of their day, and I want to leave that behind me and find them on some of the better parts of their days, the better parts of their lives.
Beyond helping individual wounded warriors find jobs and rejoin society, Anders says they hope to dispel the impression held by some that injured members of the military are somehow broken.
These kind of events help people see that they're resilient, they're capable. You know, Ray here, he was hit in an IED blast. I mean, he woke up weeks later. He was, you know, when he woke up, lost most of his leg. He fought for 2 years and he's back on active duty. He's still serving. You have guys like Anthony, right? He was hurt, he was injured, and he's in a wheelchair. But he's also the first guy to land a backflip on a sit ski.
Project Road Warrior plans to leave Seattle June 5th and arrive in Tampa June 14th, concluding with a big fundraising party at Quaker Steak and Lube in Clearwater. The trip is funded, minus things like a communication system, but they're looking to build for next year and other adventures, like maybe a jet ski trip around Florida. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Clearwater.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.